こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。あと今日から、BN メンバーシップというものをローンチしました。イエイ、
イエイ。
まあ、サポーターグループみたいな感じで、以前からアプリも別に必要ないし、グッズも別にいらないんだけど、ただ番組の継続をサポートしたいから、どうにかしてくれって言ってくださる方たちがいて、ちょっと準備していたんですけど、月500円で、番組継続のサポート、ストア全品 15% オフ、あとメンバー限定グッズ、未公開情報、あとゲストへの質問募集など、できるようになるメンバーシップウェブサイトから入っていただけるので、もし興味ある方はぜひチェックしてみてください。
お願いします。
グッズを買ってくださってる方たちはね、ストア全品 15% オフ、これ入った方が安くなる場合も結構あると思うので、ぜひぜひ。あと今のところメンバー限定グッズ1個準備してるんだけど、めっちゃ可愛いよね。ちょっとここでは内緒にしとくけど、ぜひサイトでチェックしてみてください。ここでしか手に入らない可愛いやつ。あとゲストへの質問もね、多分名前をはっきり言うことはないと思うんだけど、こういう分野の人ゲストで来る予定があるので、この分野で疑問に思ってることとかゲストに聞いてみたいことあったらお願いしますみたいな感じで多分募集することになるよね。
It's not for sureThat we'll ask it, but
そうね、そうだね。その会話の内容とかによって 100% その質問聞けるかどうかわからないんだけど、
If it's like a weird question, you know?
そうね。あ、これはっていうのがあったら、ちゃんと名前を出して皆さんの質問をしようと思うので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。1個目、プロスワンに掲載されたクイーンズランド工科大学の研究で、ポッドキャストを聞くことによって社会的欲求が満たされている可能性があることが分かりました。研究では世界各国に住む308人の被験者を対象に、ビッグファイブ性格特性を含む特性の測定を行い、ポッドキャストを普段から聞いていると答えた被験者には追加で質問をしました。その結果、 78% の被験者がポッドキャストを聞いたことがあると答え、平均で週 3.5 時間聞いていました。性格特性と照らし合わせると、新しい経験にオープンで、より好奇心が強く、思考などの認知の探求レベルが高い、つまり考えるのを楽しんでいる人ほどポッドキャストを聞いている可能性が高くなっていました。1ヶ月で聞く回数が多い人ほどポッドキャストのホストとパラソーシャルな関係性を形成しており、そのことが社会的なつながりのスコアの高さと関連し、さらにそれが人生に意義を見出している傾向の高さと関連していました。なお、ポッドキャストを聞く時間の長さとスマートフォンへの依存度には関連性が見られませんでした。
In a study published in PLOS ONE by researchers at the Queensland University of Technology, listening to podcasts may help satisfy our need for social connection. In the study, 308 subjects completed surveys evaluating their personalities, including their big five characteristics, and follow-up questions were asked to those who listened to podcasts. 78% of subjects responded that they listened to podcasts, and they had an average listening time of 3.5 hours per week. The researchers found that predictors for listening to podcasts included openness to experience, higher than average curiosity, a greater desire to think, and greater enjoyment in thinking. The more time spent listening to a podcast per month, the greater the parasocial relationships they formed with the podcast hosts. This was associated with higher connection to society and greater presence of meaning in their lives. Furthermore, there was no association found between smartphone dependency and podcast listening time.
そう、これはもう取り上げざるを得ない研究だと思ったんだけど、そのソーシャルメディアの研究はすごいいっぱいあるんだけど、ポッドキャストに関する研究ってほとんどないんだよね。なので今回このチームがどんな人がポッドキャストを聞いてるのか、なぜ聞くのか、聞いた結果どうなってるのかっていうのが気になったっていうことで、調査をしたんだけど、2017年から2020年までの3年間でアメリカで 4600万人から7500万人まで、あのポッドキャスト聞いてる人口が増えていて、イギリスだと800万人から1500万人だから、まあすごいスピードで増えてるんだけど、
日本は
このけん日本は分からん
そう、
うん、でも、この研究だと、そうだから情報が欲しいとか、その新しいトピックと出会って努力型の思考がしたい人ほどポッドキャストを聞いてる、うん、まあそういう予測ができるっていう、あなたですよ、今聞いてるあなた、あなたのことですよ努力型の思考がしたい、好奇心が強い、で逆にあの所属欲求が高い人、 Higher need to belong、
うん、
はあのポッドキャストを聞いたことがない可能性が高いっていう、なんかちょっと不思議な結果なんだけど、週に多く聞いてる人ほど社会的なつながりを感じていて、お気に入りのホストとより強いパラソーシャルな関係を築いていた。なのでポッドキャストは社会的満足と情報的満足、そのどちらの面でも欲求を満たしていますよっていう。イエーイ
Have you had this experience where you're, let's say you're sitting at a cafeAnd you overhear a conversation between two people that are sitting nearby. And their conversation stimulates thoughts in your mind, right? And you can maybe relate to what one of the people are saying or what they're talking about. And
yeah.
Sometimes you feel some closeness to this total stranger who's talking, right? And even though... That's a parasocial sort of one-way situation. There's something, it does feel like you have company, right? In a sense, you're not by yourself, even though you're not, you know, putting anything out.
この間ちょうど一人で買い物行って洋服を試着してたのね。で、そしたら試着室に2人の女性が一緒に買い物してる人たちがいて、なんか多分1人が試着してもう1人がこうチェックしてるみたいな、なんか How do I look? みたいな感じのことしてて、すごい大きい声で喋っててめちゃくちゃ楽しそうだったの。でも全部聞こえてて、でなんか1人が入ってで服着て出てきたら、なんか Oh my god みたいな、全然なんかイメージと違う、全然ダメじゃんこれみたいな、で見てる人もOh, yeah, it makes you look like something that you're not みたいな、そうだから多分太って見えるみたいな、なんかあなたは太ってないけどこれ着たら太って見えちゃうみたいなことをマイルドに言ってて、二人で超爆笑してたので、でじゃあ次着てみよう、これはダメだっつって、で着たらなんかそれも Oh my god みたいな、なんか Handmaid's Tale を見たことあるみたいな、あれじゃんみたいな、なんか多分ちょっとすごい、なんて言うんだろう、まあ多分ドラマ見たことある人は分かると思うんだけど、なんかすごい爆笑しててさ、それは私はこう一人で服静かに着てんだけど、なんかそれ聞いてるだけでこっちもちょっと楽しくなっちゃうみたいな、完全に知らない人の会話なんだけど、ポッドキャストは結構そういう感じがあるなって前から思ってて、なんか一人で聞いてるんだけど一人じゃないみたいな雰囲気になれるというかね、だからでこういうパラソーシャルリレーションシップス、これも私も全然、まあ、カーボーイとかもそうだし、自分が聞いてるポッドキャスト何個かあるけど、それもずっと聞いてるとやっぱその人たちのことをなんとなく知ってるような知り合いみたいな感じで思ってくるから、確かにね、そういう社会的欲求満たされる感はあるよね。
Would you characterize yourself this way as someone with openness to experienceGreater enjoyment in thinking, high curiosity.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much time do you spend listening to podcasts
per month? Podcast.
Or like per week?
Per month. まあ週に、でもね、まず一個は寝ながら聞いてるやつがあるのね。
Does that count?
それがね、多分もう20分30分ぐらい聞いてる途中で寝落ちしてるから、まあそれがだから週7日だとして、 何よ、まあ、3、4時間、
mm-hmm.
ギリ聞いてるとして、それプラスリビルド出たら聞くし、あと今クリミナルってやつ聞いてるから、
うん、
家事してるとき基本聞いてるから、いやでも結構行ってんじゃない、そう考えると。だって寝るときだけで3時間4時間行ってるとして、起きてるときにまあ1日30分ぐらいは絶対聞いてるとしてもね、10時間
ぐらい行って
んじゃない。
I think I'm probably much higher.
あ、そう。もっと聞いてる。
Yeah, I listen to a lot. I listen to podcasts when I'm on the train, if I'm driving, if I'm walking, if I'm working, if I'm at the gym, if I'm going to bed. Like,
あ、ジムでもポッドキャスト聞いてんの？
Yeah.Right now I'm trying to get through this 8-hour long、
oh、
Lex Fridman episode with Balaji, who is the former CTO、okay. for a crypto exchange. But
gym はね、音楽じゃないとダメなんだよね。
Yeah, it's an 8-hour long episode.
Yeah, 終わんないよね、全然。
One episode. They literally sat and talked for that long.
That's crazy.
Out in one go.
喋りすぎ、喋りすぎ。やばいね。集中力半端ないね。
I don't know what the record is, but that's getting there.
この研究で、some podcasts seem more relational and some seem more goal-oriented って書いてて、
goal-oriented。
まあ、次の研究では、what do people get out of each kind? 例えば、最初のやつだと、まあ、私たちみたいに、同じホストが違う話を、違うトピックを毎回する場合と、そのゴールオリエンテッドというのはそのなんか事件を解決しようとするとかさ、そのまあお話に続きがあるようなとか、そのホストがどうこうっていうよりかはこうインタビューしたりとかさ、まあ何かゴールに向かって進んでいくような。
Is this the goal of the hosts or the goal of the listeners?
The listeners じゃない？ Or at least there's this なんていうの、もうエンドがあって、そのエンドに向かってなんか展開していくような、だその2つ種類があるけど、まあ それ、ね、それぞれどういうものを得られるのかみたいな、聞いてる人とかを研究していきますって書いてあったけど。
How are you as a listener? Do you have a goal when you're
No.
listening?
Well,
is it just entertainment?
Actually, 寝ながら聞いてる、寝ながら聞いてるとか、寝るときに聞いてるやつは韓国語の、韓国のラジオだから、まあ多分バリガニュース聞いてる人と同じような目的というか、まあ、単語を固定させるとか、まあ、新しい表現が出てきたらそれを覚えるとか、そういう感じ、
right.
まあ、あとただ聞くのに慣れる、どれぐらい自分が理解できるか確かめるみたいな。でもクリミナルとかは単純にも、単純にエンターテインメント。
I'm always trying to collect good ideas, like interesting ideas. And if I find a really good one, I want to like store it in my brain somewhere.
Yeah.
And I like that when I'm listening to a podcast, I don't really know what they're going to bring up.I just know that this person's like really smart or really interesting or whatever. And I sort of trust that they'll bring in some ideas that are valuable to me. And I appreciate that I don't know in advance. You know, if I'm on Google or if I'm on Wikipedia or something, I kind of have to find my way to very peculiar concepts or things I normally wouldn't hear about.
だからどういうのを聞いてるかだよね。そのマイケルみたいに誰か一人のゲストが来て、まあ、ずっと話すみたいな、で、まあ、そういう知的な会話をするやつもあるし、私が聞いてるみたいな、まあ、This American Life とかもそうだけど、こう世界の謎な話、あ、こんなこと本当にあったんだみたいな、すごいみたいな、こうなんていうの、現実は小説より奇なりみたいなやつをひたすら聞くみたいなさ。
Well, I think fringe, interesting events do come with unique insights. Because they're sort of an edge case, right? It tests the limits of something culturally or socially.
Milgram experiment.
Milgram.
その被験者に嘘の被験者に電気ショックを与えてるみたいに思わせるみたいな、まあ、有名な事件があるんだけど、それがこう研究者が言ってたことと本当に起きたことが実はちょっと違ったみたいな、その研究者が導き出したコンクルージョンと実際のコンクルージョンはちょっと乖離してましたよみたいな、でその社会的背景はこれでみたいな、そういうのは結構、ああそっか、自分が思ってた印象とちょっと違うのかとかさ、まあそういう意味でね、知的好奇心も満足させられるみたいな、まあポッドキャスト耳だけだからね、ありがたいよね、あのこれは自分でやってても思うけど、何かしながら聞くことができるじゃん。
Yeah, I think. Yeah, sometimes I appreciate it if there's video or visuals, if it's a very specifically visual thing that's being discussed sometimes. But you can usually just Google the thing.
Show it. But yeah, I like that it's not visual because やっぱ目が疲れてるじゃん。基本的になんかずっと画面見ちゃったりとか、まあ、仕事で画面見てたりとかして、やっぱ目を休めたいのと、この研究であったけど、そのフォンディペンデンシー、そのスマホに依存してる度合いとポッドキャスト聞く時間にはあの関連性が見られないっていう、それは本当に自分の実態、何、実感からしてそうだなっていう感じがあるっていうか、なんていうの、あポッドキャスト聞きすぎてやばい、もう依存してるみたいなのはあんま思わないじゃん、その
Well, you could have podcast dependency.
まあでも何もなんていうんだろう、ビジュアルスティミュレーションがないから、依存するのはなかなか難しいっていうか、耳からしかね情報がないから、別に他のことやろうと思えば簡単にできちゃうし、という意味で今これ聞いてる皆さん、よかったよかったですね
This is great news.
何がよかった Yeah, this is great newsYou're smart and you're not addicted to your phone.
And you're beautiful and
beautiful. You're awesome. We're awesome.
I really
think that's all of us.
I really think that before podcasts, there was this painful, absolutely excruciating lack of natural conversations between people that you could just listen to. It was all this contrived, produced, someone in a suit at a desk, you know, it was all these like talk shows, and it was just, it was all nonsense. And so to hear people just have regular conversations, and, you know, for that to be increasingly common, I think is just a great thing for everyone. I'm really appreciative.Of it. I mean, it was terrible before, you know.
Yeah, 本当にそう思う。なんか、まあ今だとね、ポッドキャストのエピソードの合間に CM が入ってる番組とかもあるけど、まあ YouTube とかで CM 入れられるのよりはさ、もう耳しか何刺激されないじゃん。でもすぐ飛ばせばいいし。
Right.
まあないならないに越したことはないんだけど。まあね、目と耳どっちからも広告見させられるよりかはマシというか。
Well, the issue.
テロップとかね、そのびっくり顔とかさ、そういうなんていうの。Yeah, like give us your attention みたいな。そういうインテンスさはない。
Like thumbnails on YouTube or something.
そうそう。
And
ないし。
Yeah, the issue with the commercials and the sponsorships though. It's still an issue in podcasts, I think, but it limits the credibility of the person that is shilling, you know, the product, you know, because they're like, there's so many bad ones recently. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's, people are selling like erection pills, and people are selling like plots of land in like Scotland or something. It's like this total scam. And yeah, and that, I think that was, that's sort of an artifact of that corporate suit world that hopefully we're moving away from. I don't know.
Yeah. あとはね、そういうパラソーシャル、ま、番組にメッセージくれる人たちの中でもそういうふうに言ってくれる人が結構いるじゃん。なんかマミとマイケルもう友達だと思ってるみたいなもう知り合いの気分みたいな、それはすごい嬉しいよね。
We actually respond to people.
Yeah.
You know, emails or DMs or whatever.
Yeah, it's always so funny. So, うちの番組のストアでグッズを買っていただいて、何かそのちょっと住所の入力間違えちゃったから直してくださいとか、あのちょっとこのこれをオーダーしちゃったんだけどちょっとキャンセルまだ間に合いますかとかさ、そういうメッセージくれる人いるじゃん。普通に お問い合わせみたいな。それは基本まあほぼ 100% 私かマイケルしかいないからまあ私が返すんだけど、なんかたまにさ、あ、なんか本人から連絡が来るとはみたいな、すごいさ驚いてくれる人がいてさ、こっちも驚くっていうか、なんかいや他にいないからすいませんみたいな、そういうのもなんか楽しいというかありがたいよね。
Yeah, it's I'm always interestedto hear what people think,
you know, yeah.
There is sort of a parasocial thing,
yeah.
on our end too, I guess.
そうだね。
Or is it just social at that point? If you're
emailing. Yeah, so, yeah, so, so なったら social だよね。もうお互いだから。Social. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. いや、みんな優しいよね、本当にね。次。Computers in human society. ちょっともう一回すいません。 Computers in human behavior に掲載されたアムステルダム大学の研究で、ソーシャルメディア上で感情的なコンテンツを読む際にどのように注意を払っているのか調べるため、アイトラッキングを使って実験を行いました。平均年齢20歳の男女155人に Facebook のレイアウトに似せた架空の記事2つとそこに投稿されたコメントを読んでもらい、その間の目の動きをトラッキングしました。その際、記事を読む時間が30秒に制限されているグループと時間制限がないグループに分けました。その結果、どちらの場合もネガティブなコメントの方がポジティブなものよりも凝視する時間が長くなっていました。時間制限がある場合には怖がっているコメントが一番注目されていましたが、時間制限がない場合には怖がっているコメントよりも怒りのコメントの方が長く凝視されていました。
In a study published in Computers and Human Behavior, researchers at Amsterdam University investigated how people react to emotional content on social media using eye tracking technology.The researchers recruited 155 men and women with an average age of 20 and showed them fictional articles on a page designed to look like Facebook and had them read the comments. One group was limited to having 30 seconds to read the articles, and the other group had no time limit. The researchers found that for both groups, negative comments attracted more attention. Fearful comments garnered more attention for the 30-second group, while angry comments attracted more attention for the no time limit group.
そう、あのこれはなんでかは分かんないんだけどね。ただ、過去の研究では恐れよりも怒りの方が深く情報処理されるってやつがあって、なので今回のチームも、どっちのグループも怒りを優先する、怒りのコメントを優先してみるかと思ったが、時間制限があると怒りよりも恐れを示しているコメントの方に注目しているっていうのはちょっと意外みたいな。かつ、ネガティブなコメントはの方が長時間読まれてはいるんだけど、その記事を読んだ後にフォローアップでチェックすると、ネガティブなコメントの方がより強く認識されているわけではない。 なので参加者が多分ネガティブな情報を考えることを避けようとしたりとか、後で思い出さないように、まあ、無意識に抑えたりしている可能性があって、そこのメカニズムもちょっとどうなってんだろうみたいな。
Did you see examples?
Examples ね、なかったんだよね、書いてなかった。説明しか書いてなくて、実際どういうあの記事の内容とかコメントだったのか書いてなかったんだけど、まあ、ニュートラルなもの、感情的なものとかこう分けていろんな種類のコメントをつけてたみたいなんだよね、うん。でまあ、確かに自分の経験で考えても、まあ、怒ってるやつとかネガティブなやつを見ちゃう傾向にあるし、まあ、ツイッターとか特にねそういうのを利用してというかあの、まあ、いろんな何ヘッドライン、
うん、
ネガティブな感じのヘッドラインに見せるっていうのはよく見ると思うけど、やっぱりこう何を優先し、まあ、バーってこうスクロールしてるわけだから、何を目に止まらせるか、どこで指を止めるか、時間が限られてる中で何を優先するかみたいな時に、やっぱネガティブなものを優先してしまうっていうサバイバル本能かなと思うけど、うん。
You know, this is measuring, I guess, the relative engagement on the consumption side of this. But I think there's significant bias towards producing emotional content on, you know, the media side of this as well. And yeah, yeah. for journalists, they're going to have this attention bias themselves as someone selecting what, you know, what to pay attention to, what to write about, what to report on. So it's like, not only are we biased in how we consume it, but the information, the smorgasbord of available information itself is highly biased towards emotional content too.
Yeah, and
so there's
yeah.
like multiple layers of amplifying emotional in particular so, content that makes us angry, I suppose.
So,
but it's kind of logical that you would put more attention on something that threatens you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
that threatens your future in your mind, yeah. right?
So, もう本当にサバイバル本能だから、そう、多分自然にこう、ね、怖いようなものを見たくなるっていうか、まあ、自分を守るために知っておかなければいけないわけだから、でもそうマイケルが言ったみたいに、ね、読む側もそういうバイアスがもともとあってネガティブなものを見ようとしてしまうし、それを逆手にとってネガティブなものをどんどん作って出そうっていうメディア側のバイアスもあるから、どんどんどんどんネガティブなものが増産されるみたいなでフィードを見ててもこうね、誰々が炎上してるとか、誰がこんなこと言った、こんなことしたとか、
right.
バーってコメントがついて、それもみんなが見ちゃうみたいな。
Oh, I wonder how far away are we from something like neutral, you know, like neutral information supply and neutral information demand and consumption. You know, are we 50% more negative or are we 3,000% more negative? You know, it's hard to get a sense for how far away we even are. And then, of course, mm-hmm. we all differ personally to some degree in how much we respond to emotional content.
Yeah. So, ne.
Do you think this plays into, like, political media reporting and political media consumption? Because it tends to be more emotionally driven.
Yeah, like why is it like there's no way that it's an exception. So
well, is it like even worse?
エンタメ系とかもそうだし、まあ政治になるとね、自分に relevant って思う人がより多いわけだから、それはもっとそれが増幅されるっていうのはあるよね。
This is part of the argument for why the advertising model for media that we depend on to give us objective reporting is potentially toxic because if advertising revenue is proportional to eyeball time, in other words, views, then in a capitalist environment, this is sort of the maximization we're going to see, which is, you know, to leverage the emotional reactions of your consumers.
Yeah. だってこう、まあ、よく論文をさねじ曲げて記事になって何か論文では書いてないようなことが記事のヘッドラインになったりとかするって問題になるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
だから論文とかだってさよく考えてそのライクの数コメントの数クリックの数が多ければ多いほどじゃあ次のファンディングもらえるとかだったらさもうとんでもないことになるわけじゃん今みたいに、right. その評価軸が違えば全然違う内容に見えるような文言になっちゃうから、mm-hmm. でそれがメディアでは起きてるわけだからニュース記事とかそう考えると結構、right. とんでもないよね
I do think oftentimes that is also、the authors themselves are partially responsible and oftentimes the authors the researchers themselves want the story to be sensationalized by the media、I mean, there's no, that's just good for their, you know, publicity and citations going forward and whatnot. I mean, you don't want it to be a total mismatch, you know, to the point where, you know, people think that you're responsible for this crazy article. yeah, so there's a fine balance there. I think there should be some sort of Netflix-style subscription model thing where we can all just pay, you know, a few hundred yen and get access to all these journals because they're all in these, they're all behind different paywalls and they have different pricing and sometimes I just want to see this one article and it's like I have to pay, you know, $80.
Yeah.
To view it for 3 days or something, you know. And if they were more accessible, I think there'd be more, we'd be more able to fact check these things as, you know, sometimes the article's there and we don't have access to the paper aside from the abstract. So we don't we can't even tell how much it's being sensationalized, you know.
そうね。まあ、大体でもタイトル見るだけでもう分かるっちゃ分かるそのメディアとのって言われてるのと違いみたいなあれトーンが全然違うぞみたいなさ、まあ、それだけでも意味なくはないと思うけど確かにねそのすごい何十ドルとか払わないとその記事一個見れないとか結構あるから、
mm. It can be very subtle though like these you know like sometimes there's an amazing claim that's true about let's say a new battery technology or something
yeah
But then there's a fatal flaw. There's a reason why this, you know, there's a downside also to the new technology that, you know, doesn't really get much attention because it's not a superlative. So.
Yeah. 次.
OpenAI has built an AI which can craft diamond tools in Minecraft.Crafting diamond tools requires a complex sequence of around 24,000 actions, a task which takes skilled human players about 20 minutes of rapid clicking. The AI was trained on 70,000 hours of video content of people playing Minecraft and learned using a technique called imitation learning. While previously imitation learning required that the causality of each step be labeled, limiting the size of the data set, for the new approach,The researchers used a method they call video pre-training, which involved creating another AI which learned to automatically label video data after being trained on 2,000 hours of Minecraft gameplay, during which keyboard and mouse inputs were tracked.
OpenAI が Minecraft のゲーム内でダイヤモンドを材料にしてアイテムをクラフトできる AI を構築しました。ダイヤモンドの道具をクラフトするにはおよそ2万4000の複雑なアクションが必要で熟練した人間のプレイヤーでも素早いクリックを約20分続ける必要があります 今回の AI は人間がマインクラフトをプレイする動画7万時間分を模倣学習と呼ばれる手法で学習しました。これまでの模倣学習では各ステップの因果関係をラベル付けする必要があったためデータセットの大きさに制約がありました。そこを解決するためチームは動画事前学習という新しい手法を使い、まず別の AI を構築してキーボードとマウスの入力をトラッキングした2000時間分のゲームプレイデータを学習させ、それをもとにゲームプレイ動画に自動的にラベル付けさせることで膨大なデータを使った模倣学習を可能にしました。そもそもさ、マインクラフト私やったことないからその言葉が分かんなくて、分かる、
Which?
そのクラフトって日本語でクラフトってそのまま言ってるのか、なんか作るとか製造するみたいに言ってるのかとかさ、
うん、
ダイヤモンドのツールって何よみたいな、そもそもそっからググったからね私でも今でもこの24000個のアクション、
うん、
このコンプレックスシークエンス of 24000アクション、これちょっと意味が分かってないもん。そのまずはダイヤを掘り起こしてとかそういうこと、あ違う、掘り起こすためにそのツルハシを作ってとかそういうこと。
I'm not a Minecraft expert either, but I know that you start with wooden tools, so you can make a wooden pickaxe, and you can use that to mine materials that will enable you to craft a stone pickaxe, which will enable you to mine materials and craft an iron pickaxe.
Hmm.
And there's this progression where if you don't have the stone pickaxe, then there's certain things you can't mine, so you have to, these actions have to be done in sequence.
But it only takes 20 minutes. Well, I don't know if it's only or if it's like, well, super mendokusai.
It would take
to do...
me days. But if you're like, you know, one of these 12-year-olds that like speed runs and
そういうことね。
You know, yeah, you have a wired mouse and all this.
そっか。で、マイケルだったら何日もかかるけど、もうガチの、もうガチ中のガチみたいな人だったら20分でできなくはないってこと。
You have to figure out how to craft things.
Yeah.
If you have it all memorized in advance, and you have the sequence memorized, then you know exactly what to do. So as soon as the game starts, okay. you'll sprint to the nearest tree and you'll cut the tree down and collect that wood and do something. The point is that it's very
really
complex.
Don't.
And monsters are trying to kill you. Like this is an environment that's
okay.
procedurally generated. So it's not, the level's different every time.
Okay.
So that makes it a unique challenge for the AI because it's not on a predetermined map. Where the resources are is different. How the enemies arrive is different. You know? So, and then
so much work.
To make the diamond pickaxe, you have to go to where the diamonds are, which is deep underground. And then... You know, you could like drown or die in lava or get killed by a monster or something.
Yeah, これすごいよね。その学習 AI に学習させるためにまず準備としてもう一個別の AI を作ってそのラベル付けの準備をしとかないといけないっていうさ。
Mm-hmm.
もう気が遠くなっちゃうような。It's so weird, right? If an alien comes here and they don't somehow they don't know what AI does or what AI is, and
right.
then we tried to show them what we've been doing. It's like, so like, you know, these smart people, you know, researchers at OpenAI, they have to do this, they have to do that, it takes days, weeks, months, and then finally we can make this diamond tool in this game. They'll be like,
right.
What?
Well,
what are you guys doing?
They're going to see the graphics and they're just going to shake their heads.
It's going to be so hard. It's going to be so hard to explain it to them.
I think this is a very interesting approach. I don't know that it's probably not entirely novel, but when it's difficult to specify a reward function that generates frequent rewards, then it can be more efficient to use imitation learning as a bridge to get to like reinforcement learning. So Minecraft is a game that doesn't have rewards necessarily. Like, you don't really know what you're doing. Like, most games, they're scoring you constantly. Like, if you're playing Sonic, you're getting more rings, right? And you have to go fast for some reason. You know? Yeah. So there's constant rewards and feedback. So this kind of fairly open world environment where there's not clear rewards and feedback. I mean, humans struggle with this. Humans try to play Minecraft and it's like, oh, what am I supposed to do? You know? And they don't feel motivated to play the game sometimes because there's no clear goals or rewards, right? So the VPT is what is their method for creating an auto-labeling system. And the auto-labeling system is what enables them to use huge data sets. So whatever you can label, you can implement with this kind of imitation learning.
How often do you play games? Video games?
It depends. If there's not really any like great games right now. I feel like I like playing games, but I also feel like I'm not being very productive when I play games, which makes them less enjoyable.
I feel like I felt like the opposite, where it's like you have to be productive in a game in a way that my Minecraft とかもそうかもしれないけど, you have to work for something. You have to, you know, do something to get more money. And then you buy something and then you have to use it to make more money or fight the enemy or whatever. And you have to be really productive and you have to earn money, and that sort of pushed me away because, like, I already do that in reality and I want to escape it. But then in the game, I'm still, like, trying to make more money.
Right.
To buy stuff so that I can do something to make more money. And it's just like, why am I working in the game? Like,
right.
I want to rest. So doesn't really... like I don't want to play games anymore. But
well, some games have that role-playing aspect where you have an inventory, you're accumulating resources, and the longer you play, the more sort of invested you are in it. And then there are other games where everyone is on a level playing field every game match, and it's just about skills. So you're just developing your skill in that game.
Oh, yeah, actually, Netflix de like a trivia, what is it called? Triviaverse or something. I found this new interactive thing the other day.
Okay. And
my husband really likes quiz shows. So I was like, oh, maybe, you know, he wants to do this. And I saved it on my list. で、なんかやったら、なんかスコアが出るの最後に。 And the questions are quite hard, like, you know, all the trivia questions. And
like what?
Oh, just like このなんちゃら川はどの国に流れてるとか。These like knowledge questions. And
are you good at that?
それが意外とめっちゃ楽しくて And I'm actually not that bad. That's what I discovered. I thought I would suck, but I was not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
The questions are mostly on like 地理とか literature, sometimes films, art, and history とか。で、こう最後にスコアが出るから、ちょっともっと上に行きたい、もっと次はみたいな。And then I discovered that you do, まあ普通のクイズショーとかもそうだけど、you do the best when you're calm, right?、
Mm-hmm.
So you have to answer, it's like 4択とか2択とかなんだけど、焦らされるじゃん。なんかタイマーも常に動いてるし。で焦ると知ってる問題、あ考えれば分かったなってやつもできなくなっちゃうから、I was doing like 深呼吸。Like, I can do this, みたいな。
Then you're not calm.
That was actually fun.
They do that on Japanese TV shows a lot. It's like super common. And I like to guess before they do. And I just by myself, I'm like competing with all the people on those shows.
Yeah, so when you're watching it, you're just this bystander and you're not really on the spot, right? And everyone is always like, that's so different. You know, when you're actually on the spot, you would make mistakes for the easiest questions that you could usually answer, みたいな。それをちょっとまあ体験できるみたいな。その自分が答えてるからね。
Who's the older lady that's always super well dressed? What's her name? I always forget her name. Mm-hmm. She always wins. なんか she wins a bunch of koala or she wins like
koala.
She's super famous. She's on all the like quiz
bangumi. She's super famous.
Yeah, the older Japanese lady. She's been dominating for like the last 50 years. What's her name? She's always wearing like kimono and like she has like
kimono?
Super fancy hair and people listening definitely know.
Kimono? Kimono de quiz ni kotaeru hito?
Not always kimono, but she likes to wear so you like traditional. She's probably like
もう黒柳徹子しかわかんない。んー、なんだろう。次。
In a new study published in PLOS One, researchers at American University compiled data from more than 140,000 people in 95 countries from in-person and telephone surveys conducted between 2008 and 2017 and found that 40% of participants believe that, quote, certain people can cast curses or spells that cause bad things to happen to someone. The paper suggests that witchcraft beliefs exist around the world, but vary greatly in prevalence by country or region. For example, 9% of participants in Sweden believe in witchcraft versus 90% of participants in Tunisia. The researchers found that such beliefs are correlated to conformist cultures with weak institutions, low social trust, low innovation, and high levels of in-group bias.
プロスワンに掲載されたアメリカン大学の研究で、2008年から2017年にかけて95カ国で14万人以上を対象に行われた対面および電話調査のデータを分析したところ、40% の人が特定の人は呪いや魔法によって誰かに悪いことが起こるように仕向けることができると信じていることが分かりました。今回の研究では呪術の信仰が世界中にさまざまな形で存在しており、国や地域によってその度合いが大きく異なることが示されています。例えばスウェーデンではわずか 9% の人が呪術を信じているのに対し、チュニジアでは 90% の人が信じていました。呪術の信仰は順応主義的な文化と相関が見られ、公的機関が不安定で他人への信頼度が低く、イノベーションが少なく、内集団バイアスが高いことと相関していました。日本は？
It's a good question.
今いなくなったかと思ったんだけど。
I don't
pen.
I don't remember seeing a specific list of countries, but
now
that you mention
witchcraft
it,
beliefs around the world っていう図があって、
日本はある？
日本はあないね。真っ白だ。あのこれ色がなんていうの、どんどん緑が濃くなればなるほど、うん、信じてる人が多いみたいなんだけど、日本は真っ白だね。でも真っ
白。Why do they have Tunisia and not Japan? I mean, no offense to Tunisia. Totally fine with them being part of it.
んでも日本はだから聞いたんだよ。多分聞いたけど真っ白なの。
Wait, what's 真っ白？信じてる
人が、信じてる人がいない。いないか、
no、
まあめっちゃ少ないか。
No way. Really?
そのなんかカーマとかさ、そのなんていうの、罰が当たるみたいなのは信じてる人いるかもしれないけどさ。
Yeah, isn't that?
いやだってこれあれでしょ、この Certain people can cast curses or spells. それはさすがに日本は
is that the limit? It's not by people. You know, it's by animals or something else.
Animals というか、まあ、so spiritual world, spirits みたいな。まあ、何っていう主語はないもんね。なんか日本はもうちょっとぼんやりとした。ね、それ罰が当たる。何か。誰がとかじゃないもんね、別に。なんか悪魔がとかさ、じゃなくてもう自然災害的な感じで罰が当たるとか縁起が悪いとか、そういうのはなんとなく信じてる人の割合は結構高いと思うけど。
So how does Sweden look on that graph or that chart?
あ、確かに、ちょっと待って。
Sweden's 9%. Is that
逆にでもこのスウェーデンの 9% 謎だけどね。
Seems high.
誰なんだろうっていうか、そう。
Well, 90% seems high too. Who are the 10% in Tunisia that don't believe it? You know?
ああ、ちょっと待って、この図がめっちゃ。ああ、でも真っ白だよね。ああ、違う、真っ白ではないんだ。だからこのクリーム色みたいな。9%。 あ、違う、日本はね not in the sample だって。やっぱ日本は調査してないんだ、
hmm.
あ、てかね、アジア、基本的にアジア、オセアニアはあんまり調査してないね。これ何、hmm. これなんだ、インドネシアとかその下の方をちょっと調査してるけど、中国とか日本、韓国とかオーストラリアは入ってないね。インドも入ってないね。これ南米、アフリカ、まあ、アメリカ大陸、ロシアとかその辺、まあ、欧州をやったやつなんだね。いやでも日本は低いと思うけどな。
うん、
さすがに
maybe
あのコンフォーミストカルチャーではあるけれども、あのそういう
by a lot
文化的にというか歴史的にそういうあれじゃないもんね。この呪いとかさ、魔術みたいな文脈があんまりないよね。そう。
Hmm. But there are so many things that are like adjacent to that. You know, there's a lot of superstition in Japan with regard to your blood type, like the uranai and palm reading,
yeah, yeah.
and sort of pressure points on your skull or something, hari, and
yeah, ただやっぱ
a lot of
spell cast そういうのとはちょっと種類が違う、なんか方向性が違うね。
Maybe, I don't know.
いやなんか呪いの藁人形みたいな、
mm-hmm.
あれギリあれ一個ぐらいじゃない多分。あれもでもすごいこう古い、んあの you know you make a doll with this straw、
mm-hmm. ブルドーみたいな。
あ、そうそうそう、ブルドーみたいな。でそこにあの釘を打ち込んで、なんか自分も白い that... 白装束を着て森かなんかに行って、その木にそれをカンカン打ち付けるとその釘が刺さったところがなんか痛くなるとか、そういうやつ。ギリそれぐらいじゃない
ですか。 Is that originally from like Japanese Shinto or is that?
いや、Shintoじゃないと思うよ。
Is it just?
あ、でもそう言われるとね、わら人形の歴史、あ、うーん、古代中国、日本では平安時代疫病が流行するとこれを作って道に立てて払いをした。あ、でもそれはちょっと、あ、呪いのわら人形ルーツは中国。うーん、でも韓国にもあるらしいよ。
Do they look similar?
I guess.
This is a total like mystical supernatural thing. That's like totally cursing someone just by performing this ritual, you know. It's not like it's a prevalent thing. I'm sure most people haven't actually done this personally.
Yeah.
But something like Teruteru Bozu is like, that's some sort of mystical power over the weather just by twisting some tissue. Like,
so, ne? So, ne? Teruteru Bozu.
People have, I've met people that have like weird rituals when they lose something. They like pray to, like, you know, Hasami-san or some like god that helps them find the scissors or whatever it is.
まあだからやっぱ全部全体的に日本の方がこう、まあ、西洋とかと比べるとぼんやりとしてとか、そのじゃあ明日勝ちますようにとかさ、お願いすることあるじゃん、天に向かって。ただその誰にじゃあ具体的にお願いしてるかっていうと、なんとなくその答えられるわけではないというか。
That's not important.
年になりますようにとかさ、そう、その亡くなったもの出てきますようにとか言ってるけど、別に具体的な対象があるわけではないから、
right.
まあ、そこもちょっと違うし、そのてるてる坊主とかもね、別に宗教とかあんま関係ないしとか。
てるてる坊主 is like, that's like witchcraft, no?From an outside perspective.
From an outside perspective, yeah,
like,
sure.
Like, look at these people making these dolls to, like, control the weather. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. But it's not really about controlling the weather, right? It's sort of...
It helps,
right? Trying to influence it. だからやっぱそういうちょっとね、自然災害的な考え方というか、なんとなくみたいな。
But you said your neighbor had... Teruteru Bozu out when it hadn't rained in like months.
Yeah.
And it's like you're not sure that that's harmless.
I am sure that it's harmless. I know that it's not doing anything. But yeah, still, I was a bit annoyed, which doesn't make any sense. でもそう、イタコとかね、日本もあるじゃん。まあ、あれは多分アジア、いろんなとこにありそうだけど。You know, you channel spirits.
Right.
You channel someone that's dead and then you talk.
Do you believe in that?
No.
Do you... How common is that here? It's common in the West also. There's all these people channeling spirits.
Yeah. まあ、同じくらいじゃない？わかんないけど。Mother's...まあそういうリリジョンもあるしね、その死んだ人の代わりに私が喋りますみたいな。
Do you feel it, would it, is it weird if we're in like the minority? Like imagine that you lived in Tunisia and you were part of the 10% that doesn't believe in witchcraft. Like,are you the conspiracy theorist? Or like, are you You're the crazy one, right?
Yeah. そうだね。だから、例えばあの人は呪いで人を殺すことができるとか、お腹痛くさせることができるから、あの人に失礼なこととか絶対言っちゃダメだよって、例えばチュニジアのどっかの村とかで言われたとして、私は信じてないからさ、その、ね、恐れられてる人になんだお前とか私が言ったとしたら、もう私がやばいやつじゃん。
Yeah, you're like way out on the fringe.
何も分かってない。いや、だからどこに住んでるかによってね、何がやべえと思われるかっていうのが判定してるのは面白いけど、 90% ってすごいよね。でも
That must be so reassuring if you're one of the 90%, right?
Yeah.
Like, of course it's real. Like, what are you talking about? So this study kind of made me think about how we assume oftentimes that this majority belief is the reasonable one and the fringe are the unreasonable people.
Yeah.
So we often, at least in Western society, that's the narrative, right?
Yeah.
But when you look at these other countries, it's like sometimes the fringe or the ones we think are reasonable.
そう。昨日ちょうどね、ウクライナ人の友達と喋ってて、あの、やっぱ普段だったら日本とウクライナとかめっちゃ離れてるしさ、文化も全然違うし、よく知らない国みたいな。
Mm-hmm.
だけどイギリスにいるから、やっぱもっとズームアウトして東と西みたいな分けると、日本とウクライナで共通してるとこがあるわけよ、そういう意味でね。
Mm-hmm.
その占いとか占い好きなおばあちゃんがいっぱいいるみたいなとかね。
Mm-hmm.
台湾とかもっとそうだと思うけどさ、あの占い師に何でも聞いてみちゃうみたいな。だからそこもちょっとこう、なんていうの、面白いなっていうか、 I forgot what my point was、
find the オチ。
What were you saying right before I started talking? Sorry.
What I was saying is that this study made me think about how the majority belief
Oh yeah, right, right, right.
Feels like so. The obviously correct one in Western society. But when you look at these other countries,
yeah,
it doesn't look that way.
So she was telling me that, so she brought it up because そのお母さんが、まあ今ね、こっちに逃げてきてるんだけど、そのお母さんはもう来年の5月にウクライナに戻ろうとしてると。まあ、ドネツクに戻ろうとしてると。それはもう来年の5月になったら戦争が終わってるって思ってるからみたいな。で、私はなんか、なんで5月に戦争終わると思ってるのかなと思って聞いたら、それ占いでそう言われたからだみたいなことを言ってて、でその時にその人が、まあ、あの東だからマミは分かってくれるかもしれないけどみたいな、こう占いとかあるじゃんみたいな、それ、それを信じてるからさみたいな言い方をしてて、でそれもう完全にカルチュラルというかさ、日本でもね、やっぱ占い信じてる人いるじゃん結構。だから、私の台湾人の友達もさ、結婚するときにその家族がいつも行ってる占い師のとこに行って、その結婚する相手をどう思うかみたいな聞いたら、その占い師はその結婚相手一回も会ったことないんだけど、いや彼は絶対やめといた方がいいみたいな、彼は実はあの隠し子がいてみたいな、 なんか謎のことを言ってきて、まあ、実際別に隠し子も何もいないし、もう、ね、長年10年ぐらいずっと結婚して幸せに暮らしてるけどさ、でもこう、ね、あの日本だと画数とかもあるじゃんね、名前の、あの画数がちょっと合ってないと幸せになれないとか、私の場合は、
right.
本当は違う名前にしようとしたかなんか忘れたけど、でもそれだと晩婚になる、あ違うわ、私の名前が晩婚になるって言われたんだ、その画数の人に。Do you know what 晩婚 means?
Can you explain?
あの遅何年齢がすごい上になるまで結婚できないみたいな意味なんだけど、この名前とこの漢字だと晩婚になりますよって言われたから、ごめんねって
言われてたけど。What age does that mean these days?
ね、でも昔の晩婚だから、まあ合ってるっちゃ合ってたのかもね。私29ぐらいで結婚したから、母の時代での感覚で言ったら遅かったかもしれないから、もしかしたら合ってたのかもしれない。でそういうね、なんとなくみんなが信じてるみたいな結構あるよね。
Well, do you feel some sort of superstitious power in like omikuji? If you get daikichi, you don't think like you have a huge smile on your face. If you unroll it and it says daikichi, you're like, yes, I knew it.
I'm so lucky. Because
it could say anything, right? And it will affect, you know, like you, it's not a zero even if you don't believe it. If you unroll it and it just says you're a loser, you know, you're like, damn it.
Yeah.いやいやいや、だからそこで大吉を引いてラッキーではあるじゃん。だって実際 何が出るか分かんない状態で大吉が出たんだから、それはラッキーではあるし、そこで大凶が出たらラッキーではない、
yeah.
そういう意味でその瞬間さ、やったみたいなのはもちろんあるけど、じゃあ大凶が出たからといって今年はもう最悪なんだとは思わないけど、こっち来てからできた友達ですごいそういうなんか年女とかそういうのをが好きな子がいてめっちゃ可愛いけど、なんか来年年女だからみたいな、翻訳だからとか、なんか私ちょっとよく分かんないんだけど、そういうの。
Have you ever had one of those fortune cookies and read the little piece of paper inside and just had your mind blown?
No.
Because I have like several times. I've had one of those fortune cookies and I unroll it and it's like the perfect answer to something I've been thinking about. Yeah.
Hey.
And it's like, well, the cookie doesn't know what I'm going through. But this is just like the odds that it would say this. It's like so crazy. You know,
so
it's like it's meaningless, but then like the coincidence happened, and so mm-hmm. your brain's trying to say like, oh, it's just a coincidence, but then it's like, what are the odds that this would happen just by coincidence? Yeah, yeah. You know,
yeah.
And then sometimes even though you know it's a coincidence, it can influence you. It can steer you, like in your life. And I think sometimes people go to Uranai just for the stimulus so that it can create thoughts in their own mind that will help them find the answer. Even if it's not, you know, some divine truth being relayed by that person.
Mm.
You know, it's just the stimulus you need to get out of this. It's like you need stimulus or you need information to make a decision, right? Sometimes you're sitting there and you're trying to make a decision, but you can't. And it's just because you don't have enough information. You need some sort of external something to like tip it one way or the other. And sometimes it's like, it's more important to just make a decision than to make the right decision. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going through right now. And
how so?
So I have one fertilized egg sitting in Tokyo, and I'm going back to Japan at the end of the year. Considering my age and the fact that I live here, this could be the last chance to put it back in. But then, you know, do I want to do it? Do I not want to do it?
I thought there's no free will.
There is no free will. So eventually I will
You're just gonna
think
do.
That I chose either way. And then that was just, you know, the only option the whole time. Or so I'll feel that way. But yeah, I've just been talking to so many people, you know, trying to get, just like you said about uranai.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't use Uranai. I just use my friends and
They're
they'll give me some feedback and, you know, everyone says different things. And I mean, people know me, so no one is like, oh, you should do it or you shouldn't do it, because everyone, I think, knows that I wouldn't listen to people anyway. But they'll give me some insights or their experience, and I just have to figure it out. But it's so hard. There's no right answer. Either way, I'll be happy, and I know that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's harder harder to decide. まあ同じようなね状況の人もいるかなと思うけど、みんなどうやって決めてんのかなって。
I do think this kind of scenario repeatedly shows up in life, right? And the that situation of needing more information or feeling like you need more of an outside stimulus is like, I mean, this came up last week with the whole intern conversation too, you know, because that's a big decision that people have to make, you know, where they want to try to work or whatever. And so yeah. There's different, for different situations, there's different methods for getting that extra stimulus or information. Sometimes it's uranai, I guess.
Yeah, it's so hard when you don't know what you want to do, which is rare for me.
Mm.
Like every day it changes, and but then I have this deadline, so just driving myself crazy thinking about it every day.
Mm.
Like ah. Yeah, it's hard, especially because it'll affect not just my life, right? Obviously it'll affect the entire family, and long term it'll make a huge difference. And because of my anxiety issues, it's really hard for me to assess like how far my anxieties are off. Like I don't know how to like
well, like you
know, 妥当な量のアンザイティとがどれぐらいなのかが分かんないっていうか、 like are my anxieties legitimate、
mm-hmm.
or am I overthinking and I'm actually gonna be fine, or it's hard to
well you always
assess the situation.
You always worry about more things than reality tends to make your problems, right? Because
yeah,
there are all sorts of things that could happen, right? Yeah. And a lot of those things that you're worrying about are even like mutually exclusive, you know? So I think it's generally safe to assume that we worry too much, at least for people that tend to be anxious. I mean, that's what you would do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but then there's always this little voice in the back of my head, like, but what if I'm right? What if my concerns are legitimate and, you know? Uh-huh. Ignoring it is actually crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why it takes courage, you know, because you have to decide to do something with incomplete information. And everyone fears the unknown.
Yeah, or not doing something takes courage too. And
that has unknowns too.
Yeah, so yeah, it's hard. But I'll have to figure it out in like 2 weeks or so. I don't really have time. So
mm-hmm.
Anyway, how was your birthday? Did you do something fun?
I Yeah, I spent my birthday with my family. My sister's visiting right now too.
Oh, nice. いいね。久しぶりだった？
It's been a couple of years.
Wow.
I think, at least.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
Since pre-pandemic, certainly. Mm. So.
そっか。
Yeah, it wasn't like super lit or anything, but you know.
Like chill family time.
I'd have a hard time convincing my friends at this point to like go out and like like do anything like that, you know.
Why?
Well, you know, people have children and it's a weekday.
Just tired.
Yeah, like everyone's going to bed at like 9:30.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't reply to you last night because I passed out at like 8 with my son accidentally. I didn't want to do that. It just happened. Yeah, so.
It's
got it. 今日の収録の準備してないまま8時に寝落ちしてしまって起きたら6時だった朝。
Yeah, I should do that. I should fix my sleep schedule.
Yeah, I feel really refreshed. マジで、起きた時、起きたとか息子に起こされた時、わあめっちゃよく寝たみたいな。そりゃそうなんだけど。なんかあサッカー見てる
？Some, yeah.
あれ次あれいつ明日ん？
あ明後日
明後日
No wait
今日が水曜日で
versus Spain
Spain あ明日って書いてるあじゃあ今
wait,
聞いてる人は今日だね It says tomorrow at 7 here
7
そっか PM here
Greenwich
イギリス時間の7時、
okay.
そうカタールとね3時間ぐらいしか時差がなくてカタールの方が進んでるからすごいちょうどいいんだよね、mm. 今回見るのは、
mm.
だいたいすごいいい時間にやってくれるでもこの間さあの日本が勝ったじゃんドイツに、
mm.
でそしたらさリバティっていうね老舗のデパートがあるのよ、
mm.
ロンドンにでそのリバティってクリスマスのオーナメントをちょっと買ったのそしたら店員さんにあれ日本人みたいなこの間よかったねみたいなめっちゃ言われてなんかサウジみたいに日本は祝日になったりしないのかみたいないやさすがに祝日にはなんないと思うよサッカーで勝っただけではっつったんだけどいやすごいよ日本はドイツに勝つなんてこれでワールドカップ楽しくなったよねみたいなめっちゃ言われて
うん
で学校にお迎えに行った時も他のママたちからよかったね日本みたいなめっちゃ言われて
And what about after the second game?
何も言われないさすがに誰も何も言われませんそれは
Yeah, that was a bit
いやで私はそれは見てなかったんだよねたまたまちょっと用事があって見れなかったから逆によかった、
うん、It was hard to watch
I bet.、Yeah. まあでも、こう夢を見させてくれたっていう意味で本当にありがたいし、楽しいよね。まあこれは。
Are you pretty into it this time around or?
No. まあこういうワールドカップとかあったらさ、まあにわかファンだから、日本代表のやつはね、若い時からずっと見てめっちゃ応援するけど。
うん。
Yeah. And my husband loves.Soccer, football.、Mm. So, もうずっとつけっぱになってるけど、まあアメリカも出てるしさ。
Are they still in?
Are they still going? 全然。あでもアメリカとイングランドでタイかなんかだったんだよね。それでイギリスがもう恥ずかしいみたいな感じすごい。
最悪だみたいな。All one to one, I think.
だったのかな忘れちゃったけど、もう。すごいエンバラスメントみたいな感じで衝撃受けてたけど
I saw Australia versus Tunisia, actually.
Okay.
I'm sure people were just, you know.
Cursing.
Cursing. Just cursing the Australian players. Relentlessly.
それ何持ってんのこの手の何なんか杖みたいな。
It's like, you know,
wand?
Manny Pacquiao's mom would like curse the opponent during his boxing matches.
Oh.
She'd be in the back.
Like, was just, she holding something?
Like, like throwing curses or what? Cursing?
throwing curses.
Yeah.
Oh, get it.
Like furiously. You haven't seen that?
Mm. No.
I only saw it once, but I remember it perfectly clearly. Like, I could draw it. Yeah, it's funny. It is Tunisia, the same country that came up in that story. But that was like a really rough game. Like the amount of physical contact was crazy.
Oh. Okay.
Like they were just tackling each other, like repeatedly. Mm. Ended up being like 1-0. I think Australia won.
But,
okay.
Well, I've been watching this. まあ一個映画見てんだけど時間がないからもう15分とか30分単位でぶつ切りで見るっていうまあ最悪の見方しちゃってんだけど、今 The Wonder っていうフローレンス・ピューの映画見てて。The premise is quite interesting. It's about this Ireland village where this family is claiming that their daughter hasn't eaten for months because of this Christian miracle. And then Florence Pugh is the nurse and she's been sent to watch them.
Wait, this is a movie or a documentary?
Yeah, it's a movie. No, it's a movie.
Okay.
You don't know Florence Pugh? She's an actress.
Never heard of her.
Hmm.
I don't follow this Hollywood stuff unless someone gets slapped.
No, but she's in everything.
Never heard of her.
These days. So.
What's everything?
She's really, really good.
What's everything?
Just all over the place.
Like
all kinds of movies.
Like what?
The last one that I saw at the movie theater, Something Darling. It's oh, what was the title? I can't remember. But okay. She was in Midsommar.
Never heard of it.
Midsommar? What?
When did that come out?
Some years ago.
Hmm.
It was huge. Really, kind of gory, but very interesting. Anyway. Yeah, その映画も、まあ、途中しか見てないけど面白い。
I saw an interview.
途中までしか。
I saw an interview with Will Smith that he did recently.
Okay. About slapping someone.
Yeah, I guess he's trying to come back out into the public, and you know he's saying that.
Hmm.
He doesn't want to be that guy, the guy who slaps people.
Yeah, ちょっとそれは難しいよね。まだ it's ちょっと too soon. まだ無理です。
He started with like, you know, everyone's going through something. Like people are going through stuff and you don't know what other people are going through. Sort of implying that he was going through some stuff when it happened. Which kind of sounded a little bit like a justification or sort of like,
you know.
But I understand
I
what
agree.
He's saying.
Everyone is going through something and, you know, yeah, sure. But not everyone goes up to the stage and slaps people. So
yeah, so he acknowledged that. It sounded like an excuse or something, and he still, I guess, shouldn't have done it. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's weird that it's like, I don't know how society processes this whole thing, and it's like there has to be this time of absence, and then this person can come back and sort of appeal, you know, to the public, you know, and they need to be remorseful. They need to come out with some humility and acknowledge the pain that they've done. But they're doing it, you know, Will Smith is speaking to like millions of people, not like he has to speak to like the public. And it's sort of this, I don't know. I think it's healthy, but there's no...
For him? Healthy as in for the society? What do you mean?
Healthy for society, you know, and for him, I guess, presumably, you know, but it is a little bit weird for him to watch him, you know, sort of make this appeal.
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, the whole thing was really weird, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't really have an opinion.
What do you think of, did you see that viral video of this crossing in, I guess, Bradford? Which is in...
Crossing in Bradford.
It's in, near London, I guess.
No.
This video went viral because at this crossing, pedestrians just kept getting run over. And so this guy that lives next to that crossing filmed a video of pedestrians getting run over. And he said that there's... Okay. Like multiple incidents every day where what? Pedestrians just get run over at this crossing. I mean, it's not funny, but it's just sort of a ridiculous phenomenon that for whatever reason, this crossing is like super dangerous.
Ah, これか。あ、CCTV の映像ってやつか。Bradford Zebra Crossing. Whoa, okay, ひかれてる。
Yeah, whoa. So just people are just getting run over. Like,
what? Why is this happening?
I don't understand why.
しかもこれあれじゃんね。完全 100% 歩行者優先のやつじゃん。この横断歩道は。
Yeah, but no one's stopping. They just run over.
あ、なんで?
The people.
なんでなんだろう?
And some of them just keep driving. You know, they just run someone over and keep driving.I don't know how much of this is sort of contrived by the media or something, or like how bad is this really? Is it like, is this like, you know, the Twilight Zone or something? Like the pedestrians are invisible, or like, is there some special cause?
Yeah, なんかありそうだよね。でも
in the comments, everyone just said. In the comments, everyone said like.Oh, it's Bradford. And that's the reason.
Okay. I don't know anything about Bradford. I have no idea, but... This seems kind of crazy. なんだろうね?
I don't know.
ね、この間では BBC で今週からニュース見てた時にその家に車が突っ込んでくるのがもう 2,3 回あるみたいな人がなんかインタビュー受けてて、なんか角の家で、で何回ももう庭に入っボーンって入ってきちゃうみたいな、でもう最後のストローとしてもう壁にガチンって入ってきたみたいな、でもどうにかしてくれみたいな話してたけど、そこもなんかあるんだろうね、その運転しづらいっていうか、
なんか Is it in Bradford?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe. I don't. わかんないけど。
Have you heard about how in Japan there's been an increase in people that call for kyūkyūsha, but they ask them not to play the siren when they arrive? Because they don't want to be meiwaku to their neighbors, and they don't want people to come outside and watch them be put in the kyūkyūsha, right? Because then the neighbors like talk about it, right? And like, oh, Nani-san is like dead or like something happened, right? So people are requesting kyūkyūsha, but with no siren.
Wow. I didn't know you could request that.
But they're refusing. They're saying we have to use the siren because our job is to get there. Our job is to get there quickly to like do our job, like to get you out of the house and get you on the thing and like. But I think they do turn off the sound when they get close now. So it's like not.
Wow.
But that's
interesting.
My impression is like this is a really Japanese thing to request. It's like you're having a medical emergency, but you're worried that your neighbors are going to like talk about it.
So,
But I kind of feel that way too, because I've had a medical situation where I had to call for kyūkyūsha, and they came to my place and they put me in like a chair version of a, what are they called?
The thing.
I almost said gurney, but it's not gurney. It's a stretcher. Stretcher. they just put you straight on the gurney. Like, no, it's like a chair version of a stretcher that's designed for apartments. And it's like, I was like, no, I can walk. Like, I'll just walk down. And they're like, no, you can't walk. Based on like what you told us, we're not going to let you walk. And I'm like, no, just let me walk. They're like, no. And so I had to get in this weird chair thing, and they had to carry me out like down my apartment stairs. And then I could have just walked outside and gotten in the kyūkyūsha, but instead it turned into this whole like scene, like, you know, like I'm totally on the edge of the abyss.
Yeah. そうだね。なんか申し訳ない感じもするしね。
Like, well,
I went to the hospital thinking that I was super pregnant, and then I thought that, you know, okay, my baby's coming out. We took a taxi, went to the hospital, and when we got there, there was this guard, and we explained to him why we came, and then he brought this wheelchair, and I was like, oh, no, yeah, 全然歩けます歩けますみたいな。But he's like, ah, もうでも決まってるんでみたいな。で、車椅子に乗せて押されてる時のなんか、その申し訳ないっていうか、全然歩けるのにこんな大ごとみたいなさ、なんか申し訳ないし、ちょっと恥ずかしいしみたいな。すいません、本当すいませんみたいな。
Yeah. Do you think they should be more flexible with this stuff?Because maybe there are some people that don't call because they don't want the drama. They don't want their neighbors to see the flashing lights and like come outside and see you with this like respirator on your face and like you're...
Yeah, but それはしょうがない。しょうがないよ。
I think it might have started with the pandemic, right? Because some people were calling...because of the, you know, they were sick, like they had the infection. And then it's like, oh, so this person, yeah, it's kind of gotten stigmatized.
でも救急車の人だってさ、すごい忙しいし大変なのに、いちいちそんなリクエストに答えてたらもうやってらんないよね。
Well, what if it's like your dying wish, you know, like... it's all you want.
Literally.
In your final moments, it's like, can you just please turn the lights off on that? It's like, no.
That's kind of.
It's like, okay, fine. Yeah. And then you just die. It's like, wow.
確かにね。まあそりゃそうなんだけどさ、いやでも大変すぎるよね、その答える方もさ。Yeah, that's really interesting. It's, yeah, it feels really cultural.
Did you...、
冒頭で、oh, sorry.
Oh, what were you saying?
Did I what? I was gonna just talk about the membership.
Oh, did you see the protests going on in China?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I saw this theory that, like, it's partly because of the World Cup.
Whoa. Well, what does that mean?
Well, like, people see it on TV, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, there are tourists and... not everyone's wearing a mask and everyone's enjoying watching soccer and It's like, okay, 全然違うじゃんみたいな。
But these protests started in like September, I think. Or maybe slightly earlier than that.
Okay. Well, it's understandable.
And I think in some areas they had, you know, they had quite a strict lockdown for months already, like 3 months. And I think there were some protests because the quality of life had deteriorated quite a bit in these areas where they couldn't buy, you know, fresh produce, and they couldn't get various things that they needed. And I think you could only order specific things in some areas, and then there's the whole lockdown protocol, right? Where they, I think in some cases, cannot even go outside, and people cannot work, you know, which is obviously affecting them economically. So it had been going on for some time, and then there was a fire in this one building that resulted in the deaths of at least 10 people, and the emergency services allegedly were not able to help those people because of the lockdowns. And I guess the people could not escape the building because of the lockdowns, and that made a lot of people really upset. And it's hard to say, you know, to what degree it's about the restrictions, to what degree it's about freedom in general, or sentiment against, you know, the current authorities in China. But
yeah, I mean, in summer, I was talking to my friend in Hong Kong, and she told me that she had to do the PCR test every morning, or not PCR, but the antibody thing, like every day, for the baby, to go to the daycare. And it's just not realistic to stick this really long membo into a newborn's nose. So she said that everyone's just faking it, basically. フリーというかさ、なんかで、まあ、多分そのテストの写真を送ったりしなきゃいけないんだけど、まあもう適当にやるみたいな、だって無理だから、まあ、そういうこうね、あんまり現実的じゃないのを毎日毎日とかやらされてると、もう何なんだこれってなるだろうなってその時思ったし。
Are there other countries that have that level strictcontrols as like to prevent the spread like this? Like, I haven't heard of any other country with this measure of restrictions, certainly at this stage. Like, almost every sort of westernized country has completely is far more relaxed than China is.
まあ最初の頃ね、なんか台湾とかニュージーランドとか結構もうゼロポリシーみたいな感じで。やったけど今どうなってるのかわかんないからなんとも言えないけど。
It's not like that anymore, you know, in New Zealand or any of these places that I...
でも日本もさ、今週かなんかその給食を黙って食べなきゃいけないのをちょっとリラックスさせるみたいなのが出てて、それ見てびっくりした。あ、今も給食黙って食べてたんだみたいな。
I don't think people were obeying that.
I hope so, because it doesn't really make... I mean, they're all...hanging out, they all, you know, run around together, like play together, they are in the same class every day anyway, right?
Yeah.
So,
it's weird. It's weird how... I don't know, like people's feelings about all this stuff has shifted so much, but
yeah.
I think also the reality of the situation has shifted.A lot too. And so it's very mysterious that China is treating it this way. And my tinfoil hat wearing mind is like, do they know something?
Do they know?
We don't know. Like, why are they doing this? I really don't understand. Because they know what's going on in all these other countries, and they know that it's possible to, you know, resume commerce in a way that's, you know, not going to get everyone killed or anything, you know, so.
Yeah, but Japan was in the mild version of that, right? I mean, very mild compared to China, but, you know, okay, other countries are doing this and it seems fine, but then...we keep doing this that type of thing. So
maybe this is similar to like the Canadian trucker situation in a way. Do you think so?
In what way?
That all those Canadian truckers, likethe restrictions were essentially preventing them from working, and so they started protesting against like the restrictions, and then negative sentiment built up towards the leadership, and so for a lot of the people, like these regions that are protesting are largely, you know, manufacturing regions where people are not able to work in the factories.
Right.
And this includes, like, you know, the Foxconn manufacturing and stuff also. I don't know much about the political situation in China, but...
Yeah. Yeah, 本当に難しいよね。まあ、本当に数年の間にみんなのペーセプションがどんどん変わっていくっていう。まあ、状況も変わるし、環境も変わるし、じゃあワクチンが出てきて、それ何パーセントぐらい打ってるかによっても状況が全然違うから対策も変わってくるしとか。
Yeah, they're all, aren't they all vaccinated in China?
I would assume so. But I don't know.
Why do you think they're doing this?
I have no idea.
Does anyone know? Like, why isn't anyone, like, talking about this or, like, explaining, like, what they're, like, what's going on? I don't understand.
Yeah, me neither.
I
got the influenza vaccine the other day.
How was it?
It was fine. I 初めて薬局でワクチンを打った私多分人生で。Yeah. Wait, did I talk about this? So here you can get influenza vaccine at 薬局 for free. And wait a minute. Yeah, it was for free, right? Or maybe I paid.
You paid?
Yeah, I guess I paid. But and the price is different. Slightly different. 本当200円ずつぐらい。Depending on what pharmacy chain you go to.
That's weird.
そうで、あのブーツっていう、まあ、一番いろんなところにあるやつだと薬局があって薬剤師さんがいて、多分その薬剤師さんがやってくれるのね。私も今回それでやったんだけど、その向かいにもう一個本当松木用みたいな感じの薬局があって、メイクとかばっかり売ってるみたいな。そこでも売ってるんだけど、そこだと 1,2 ポンド安いの、
うん、
だけどそこは処方箋っていうかやってる箇所がなくて、バイトみたいな人しかいないから、その2ポンド安いのはいいけど、ここに行ったら誰に打たれるんだろう、私注射みたいな、なんかそういうちょっと怖さがあって結局ブーツにしたんだけど、なんか仕組みがよくわからん。
How many vaxes have you had for corona?
3回かな。
Mm-hmm.
日本で2回打って、こっち来てすぐ1回打ったから、mm-hmm. もう1年経ちそう。1年弱かな。
And how many are they up to now?
日本は多分
5?
5回目とかある、うん、うちの父がこの間5回目打ってた気がするけど、
は
あ、でもこっちも私の年齢で私のこの健康状態だったらみんな多分3回までだと思う、
うん、
だ60歳以上とかなんか免疫疾患がある人は多分4回目打ってんじゃない。もう
But the recommendation's the same, no? For your regardless of like your age and yourhealth or whatever.
What do you mean?
Does the WHO say like you only need 3?
I don't know about WHO, but the UK government, I think the fourth one is only available for people over 50 or 60 or people with some issues. So
you're considered fully
vaccinated.
So fourth and fifth are only available for over a certain age?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or, yeah, people with some issues. So I don't think that I can get it, even if I wanted to.
Do you want to?
まあそろそろもう一回打ってもいいのかなと思うけど、まあでも夏にかかってるから私、一応そこで一回ちょっとアップデートされてるかなと思うけど、そのかかってないよりはマシなはずだと思うけど、
What did we find out if it's better, if your immunity is better if you get it versus if you get another shot? So the natural immunity is better.
I think I saw that そのワクチンと実際にかかるのコンビネーションが一番最強みたいな。
Right, but if you have three, right, and you have a choice between getting the fourth one or getting the virus. And you get the, let's say, like, which one gives you more immunity? Because I've seen articles saying both ways, you know? So I'm not really...
Yeah, I mean, we need to remember that getting infected has risks, right? In itself, so...
Well, they both have some risk, right?
Yeah. It's like Russian roulette, so with the virus...
Well, with the vaccine, too, you could have anaphylaxis, like I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you could have myocarditis, which is another side effect that they've identified. The risk is very small, but it's not zero.
Right.
So if you were to get neither, that would be the best, right? But we can't really, that's not a realistic option.
どうなっていくのかわかんないよね。まあ、子供はさ、こっちも。あのマンダトリーなやつ別にないから、うちの子はまあでも5歳以上とかは打とうと思えば打てるのかな、多分 I don't know。 でも基本みんなもうかかってるからね、こっちはもうかかり終わっちゃってるみたいな。
They should change it so that your immunity determines your status rather than how many times you've gotten the shot. So I've had the shot twice, but I've also gotten the virus, you know, but I don't qualify for like theGo to travel and stuff, but I have immunity because
Go to travel って今やってんの？
わかんない。多分やってんじゃない。
何それ？
But they were. I think they are.
わかんない。
I think they are. I'm not sure.
そうなの。
But that required three. So I was just like, forget it.
Ah, okay.
You know.
Eh, maji de. Atsushi Nihon ni iru aida onsen ikou to motte konada yoyaku shita nda kedo nani mo kaite nakatta.
Hmm. You mean about go to travel?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, I should do some Tabun research. Yatten.
I have no idea. I haven't been.
Tekito.
I gave up on it because I felt like. I don't know.
Hmm.
I feel like it's unfair.
Anyway, 最初にお伝えしたように BN メンバーシップローンチしました。イエーイ。なのでぜひあのサイトからチェックしてみていただけると助かります。
Yep. I mean, if you find what we're doing here valuable, you know, and you want to support us directly, then the membership's probably the best way to do that.
いつもあの最後にしか言ってないから最後まで聞いてくれてる人にしか伝わってないと思うんだけど、あの広告を入れずに自腹で運営しているので、メンバーシップなりアプリなりストアなり何かしら使っていただける方がいらっしゃると本当に助かります。いつもありがとうございます。ツイッター、インスタグラム、フェイスブックやってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。